So let's begin by greeting the spirit of the land. And feel how you're sitting in the arms of the spirit of the land wherever you are. Lower your center of gravity so that you can feel this with your whole being. Feel your seat and feet. And it's like sinking into Mother Earth's arms. And so we greet her, express our gratitude and love for how she holds us and all beings on the planet. We greet Father Sky for the spaciousness and air and life force. And when the two come together through us, we are renewed and reborn every second. And we honor the four directions, east, south, west, and north, and allow our energy fields to expand around us. As we sink into a centered space within our being, we take a moment to feel connected to the planet in a deeper way, where we can feel the living quality that's beneath our feet, the grass, the plant life, the roots, the soil and the sand, and the water. And all the little beings that live under the ground, that are generating molecules of life for us. All the way down to the algae and bacteria that generate the life-supporting atmosphere. And we can greet these microorganisms from our heart and from a part of us that recognizes how we are connected at a microbial level with these organisms and life force. And also beneath the earth are the currents of energy. You can imagine like the waves deep in the ocean that travel halfway around the planet, that there's waves of energy that come with the spin of the planet that are stirring up life force And allow yourself to be stirred in this life force. It's like being bathed by waves of magnetism, pure energy. This might even feel like what it felt like to be in the womb, in the waters of your own little planet there. And then beneath the layer of living organisms is the magnetic core of the earth. And we allow our feet, the energy centers on the soles of our feet, to connect to that magnetism. And it might feel like we're being pulled down very, very strongly, or part of us might be pulled down, being stretched. Or it might feel like you come into an exchange of current through the soles of your feet or the tailbone with these magnetic forces that produce a huge draw holding us to this planet. It's this magnetism that holds everything together. In some religious traditions or spiritual traditions, this magnetism is known as love. That it's the loving force of the feminine that embraces and draws everything towards its center. So feel the energy coursing through your bodies now. Let it flush through your hands, move around and through your body. And release into its cleansing properties, its cleansing action. Your mind can't know this. It's your body that knows this. It's your heart that knows this. So don't try to cognitively be aware of it. Just let your body feel this. And you may feel some muscular tension releasing. You might not be able to think, which is a good thing. You might feel like you're in the washing cycle of a washing machine, where parts and pieces are getting tumbled and the dirt is washed away by the water. So it's a little bit of a transitional place as the magnetism is cleansing and re-magnetizing your basic life force. check in with all the joints of the body, the toe joints, the ankles, the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, wrists, fingers, and the vertebrae and your spinal column, and let them be cleansed with this powerful magnetism. Maybe some space will open up there, the muscles will release around the joints, and your body will free up even more. Every joint is an energy transference point. And you can picture that at each joint there's like a crisscross. In order to hold a joint in place so that it can move, there's always muscles that oppose each other. You know, one contracts and one expands in order to allow movement. So it's these opposing forces that cause this crisscross in each joint. So I want you to picture or imagine or feel each joint opening up to this movement where the muscles come into balance, so that they work in perfect harmony together, and even though they're polarized, one contracts, one expands for movement. So all movement is the function of this balance of polarity. I'll just let each one of these joints open up, become more fluid, allow more energy to travel through them, more circulation. And you might notice that a certain arm or a leg or certain part of the body might feel more rigid than another part. If there's an area that feels rigid or more held, invite the energy to flow through that area. Just invite it. Don't do anything. Invite it and wait for a response. There's often a little lag time in the response. There we go. Notice if it's an arm or a leg or one whole side of the body that is more held or more rigid than another side. And then invite the energy to flow through, open up to the healing nature of your higher being, and invite in the healing light. Good. Now we're going to go deeper into the joints. You know, one of the issues that we have in our culture is, you know, the arthritis and bursitis and different joint issues. And inflammation. And inflammation is a big issue medically for a majority of people. It starts out from stress, then moves into a deep cellular reaction that generates inflammatory responses in the body. And those can end up in lots of different areas, and each organ has its own type of inflammatory response. But imagine the emotional aspect of an inflammatory response. It's got anger in it, fear, anxiety. That's what inflammation is. It's a reaction to something that doesn't feel safe, doesn't feel aligned. And in our culture, we have a lot that we know is not right. And so our bodies react in this, with this inflammatory response. And subconscious. But if you measure what you know to be possible and true for what humanity is and can be against what you see on a daily basis, you can understand why you'd have some kind of inflammatory response in your body. So right now I'm speaking to your bodies. I'm speaking to the joints. Imagine in one joint that you've got these two opposing muscles, and they're meant to work in harmony, but they're mad at each other. And they're yelling back and forth and arguing, and they're just not working together to help produce movement in the joint. So it's like two people just bickering back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and not getting the job done. So that's what inflammation is, and particularly in the joints, it prevents us from moving. And psychically, it prevents us from moving forward to achieve what we want to achieve in life. There's inflammation in the gut that creates a whole host of autoimmune issues in the body. And again, that's another fight that's going on in the body. So we're going to release and clear this reaction that's going on in our bodies. We're going to sink into our heart. We're going to just let the energy expand around us. And again, don't follow my words, follow the feeling of the energy. But you'll feel the sphere of heart energy start to surround you in a big, beautiful way. We're letting it kind of puff up and expand, inflate would be a good word. Once surrounded by the compassion and light of love, anger loses its force. It loses its power, it deflates. We're going to allow this heart center energy to expand in a huge way. Huge, gigantic, as big as the planet. We're going to float. We're going to let our, or invite our joints to release even more dramatically while you're being held. Almost like being in a pool or a sea of water that holds you so safely that you can release into it. When we were in Maui, we were taken to an area where the old birthing pools were for the women on the island, and the rocks form these just perfect size pools of water that came in from the ocean, and they were like maybe like 10 feet wide in diameter and maybe 10 feet deep. And because the water came in there and it was shallow, it would get warmed by the sun. And this is where the women would give birth. And their being could totally give in to being held by the water and the warmth. And let the sphere get bigger and bigger and bigger until your body finally finds a place where it can totally release. You may have to have a sphere as big as the galaxy. Before you finally release. Feel these telluric currents still swirling around you and soothing and evening you out. And inviting the fight within the body to finally come to peace. Allow the fight in the emotional body to finally come to peace. Allow the fight in the mental body to finally come to peace. Just noticing that we have this reaction in our being, that we're kind of fighting off things on every level, is important to notice. Now imagine the light and love mixing within your bodies, around your bodies like an elixir. Something that you would drink into your body. To soothe and quiet every cell and every organ. Speak to your body and tell it that it's safe. And let your body speak to the emotional and mental bodies and tell them that they're safe. That your whole being can come into harmony. And now feel the love of the Holy Mother, the Mother of the World, radiating to you. This higher form of love, harmony, and beauty. Let your body take it in. Let your mind take it in. And your emotional body take it in. We are being flooded with the loving, healing light. Of the Holy Mother. The Mother of the Universe.